Good morning. It's 8:22.
Congress has waited months to question Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about the security lapses that led to the deaths of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. And today, two congressional panels will get their chance to question the secretary. Joining us live is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., your review panel has already discovered systematic failures in security there. One of the questions will be, how high up the chain does this go?
Exactly. Do you remember in 2008 that political ad from Hillary Clinton that said it's 3 a.m., the phone is ringing?
Right,
who
right.
Do you want to answer the phone? Well, that's what was happening on September 10th, 11th here, when this was all going down. And the question, I can almost guarantee you someone's going to ask her, why didn't you answer the phone? Or did you answer the phone? It's going to be brought back down to a political nature very quickly. They're most likely, based on the folks that I've been talking to and some of the things that I've been reading, this is going to have a lot of political and intelligence intrigue in it. But the systemic problem is this. There has been a time for a long time where requests for security and upgrades at or inside of diplomatic facilities around the world have been denied. And as you talked to Congressman Connolly earlier, budget had a lot to do with it. But still, that ad set the tone saying, if I'm in this position or a position of responsibility, the buck stops with me. And that's going to be a main question for her is how come you didn't fix this? How come you didn't deal with this?
This appeared to be a crisis situation, and in fact, the Washington Guardian reports today, and I want to find out what you are hearing from your sources on this, that congressional investigators have put together information here trying to figure out why is it that while security concerns were growing in Benghazi and throughout Libya, there was actually a reduction in the amount of security being provided to the Americans there.
You know, several weeks ago, I think it was at least three of the top diplomatic security officials at the State Department either resigned or were put on leave or left their jobs. The reason for that was a lapse in the, one, the judgment, and two, the action that they took over a period of time when they knew that there were concerns about security in Libya. I'm thinking, based on, one, the people that I've been talking to, some of the things that I've been reading, number two, and three, just a reality here, there had to be a cultural problem within the State Department, as well as this political problem that seemed to be going on with budgets that they were trying to balance. And unfortunately, Ambassador Stevens and others' lives were lost as a result of that. These questions, I don't know where the answers are going to come from. I don't know what will be, at the end of the day, the result of these questions, but I do know they're going to have to be asking. Secretary Clinton's going to have to give some answers.
Briefly, because of time, has anything gotten better for Foreign Service workers security-wise in the time since Benghazi?
Just because of the fact that so much has been focused on, in terms of this particular situation, the spotlight has been on other embassies and consulates around the world. I would say yes, just based on some of the things I've heard and seen and talking to other folks, yes. But we will find out when the next big crisis arises.
Many people are wondering this morning, did it stop at the Secretary of State, who has taken responsibility for all of this in the past? She did that back in October. But could this information have also been obtained at the same time by others, including those in the White House in their daily briefing?
I'm almost sure that they did. Without any confirmation of this, look, you know, there's you have to do some sharing when you're in that national security circle. And so obviously the national security folks that are at the White House and other places in the community, including the intelligence community, had to know something about it. How much they know and how much they knew and when they knew, we don't know.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.